Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can anyone hear? Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Sorry, man. My phone was messed up.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Yeah. Is anyone else on, Brother Johnson?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's fine. I know. He said William's not able to call in. My dad had something, you know, come up, so we might just be real short tonight. I'll do a welcome and then a prayer. I'll see if we got any questions, and I guess we could load from there. We'll start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to gather together and to preach your word, Lord. We pray for this program. We pray for our listeners. Just bless your message to not fall on deaf ears. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome on to Bible Questions, Bible Answers. This is a program where you're calling in and we have your Bible questions and your Bible answers. And I think I hear Brother Parker in the background. Anyway, if you have a question, just press number one. Our administrator, Brother Brown, will put you on through, and we're just blessed to be online tonight. So don't forget, if you got a question, press number one, and our administrator, Brother Brown, will put you on through. We just want to convey the message of the cross, basically, knowing that Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. And just as Christ died, was buried, and rose again the third day, if we want to have salvation, so must we also die to our sins, be buried, and then we rise again after being buried in the water grave of baptism. We rise again as new creatures in Christ Jesus. So obedience to the gospel would place us into Christ Jesus. That's how we'll be saved. You come by hearing the word of God, the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again at the third day. Believe that. Repent of your sins, confess, and be baptized. That's how men are saved today. If anyone have any additional way of being saved, I want to hear about it, because today people say you could be saved all kinds of ways, but not the Bible way. I just gave you the Bible way, but if someone have any other way, I'd like to hear from you. You know, press number one, I'd like to hear from you. Some people say, well, all you got to do is accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. If you show me that in the Bible, I'll start preaching it. I don't preach that because I never found it in the Bible. You know, but nevertheless, if you know where that's at, let me know. And at this point, we'll turn the program over to Brother Parker Jr. Brother Johnson, I don't know if Brother Johnson is calling in. Are you there, Brother Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if not, then we'll turn it over to Brother Parker Jr., and then we could go ahead and close this out.
Yes. Hello. Good evening. And welcome to our program, Bible Questions and Answers. And we want you to know that we only use the Bible. That's all. That's all we do is teach the Word of God, because that's all that we have. The Bible could mean basic instruction before leaving Earth. You know, the basic instruction that we need to have, Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving Earth. We all leave here. See, there's no reason for someone to even think as an idiot that they're going to be all right. I mean, you got to get there. Look at all the things that's going on planet Earth, all of the killings and everything else that you got going on, rapping everywhere. Every time you turn television on, almost in every major city, deaths overnight like crazy going on right now. In America, this is what we're looking at, in America. And we look at this country was not like this years back. I'm growing up in America was a wonderful thing for my age group now, in the 60s. Our age group was a good age group. I mean, wonderful age group. And we looked for things to do, education and everything else, and we thought that we'd be just good all the way through. And then all things started breaking loose after we started getting close to retirement age and so forth. Things started, even before then, maybe 10, 15 years, when dope hit here. when the drugs hit here, it just tore up families all over America.
Amen, amen.
All of us was hit hard by that kind of foolishness. And now look at us now, just embracing everything. Look at our government has broken down. They have broken down. Our supreme authority passed laws that they know are not Bible. We were one nation under God. And if they look in their Bible, they'll see that God condemned homosexuality, same-sex marriages, and the foolishness that we're doing now. They put the stamp of approval on it. Now, when you read the Bible, and especially with Nebuchadnezzar, he built him his own God and told him when they hear the sackbut, the trumpet, and all the instruments, bow down and worship my God. And you know what happened to them. They were destroyed. Look at what we're doing now. They have made a law, say, God, you lie. A man can marry a man if he wants to, and a woman can marry a woman if they want to, or they can live together, shack together, whatever they want to do. Men with men, women with women, just do their own thing. It is legal, is what they say. They say, God, you're a lie. It's legal for them to do that. Now, how in the ham sandwich two men going to be married or even just shacking can on, and they don't have no access? One of them don't get pregnant, right? The two men don't get pregnant. The two women, they live together. They won't get pregnant or nothing. They can't procreate. The Bible says be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Now, if all men married men and women married women, this earth would be gone. And if the United States only one doing it and they don't let no insiders come in, we will be gone because we will not be reproducing on this earth. Now, look at the holistic foolishness we have embraced as a nation. At one time, we were one of the greatest nations on planet Earth at one time. But now we're the most foolish, wicked nation going on. Our days are numbered because the enemy is laughing at us. The enemy is in the camp now. They're running the corner stores and buying up all the hotels, motels, Holiday Inns and everything. And they are in here just laughing at us. One of the guys from India told me, he said, yeah, we just laugh and we see y'all. Y'all doing the same thing we did years ago before we failed. And they know. And we need to understand. We got to get with the Bible. Get with the book. Obey God. See, we proclaim ourselves to be one nation under God, under the authority of God. And we need to stay right under the authority of God. We need to change a lot of the foolishness that's going on. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after this next election. I know that Hillary says that she's going to keep embracing, you know, same-sex marriages and gays and lesbians and everything else. She's going to embrace them. But I don't know what the other guy, Trump, going to do. I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't think he'll do it. I hope not anyway. But we need to put somebody in this office right now that'll change it. If we do not, we as a nation can kiss its sweet goodbye. That's all that we can do. The Bible condemns it. We are supposed to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We used to say that pledge every day when I was growing up as a kid, and all the children in the United States in the school districts and everywhere else were saying that pledge. And we'd say it at the football games, every football game and every basketball game and every sport that we went to. The Pledge of Allegiance was spoken in the morning. I remember in elementary school, the superintendent gave me the authority to get on the microphone each morning and pray a prayer because I started preaching when I was 8 years old and knew that. He said, I want you to pray a prayer, and I want you to give the Pledge of Allegiance. And I was doing that in the first grade of school. You know, we forget about those times. Now look at us now. We are falling as a nation. We are going down, down, down. And it won't be long if we don't change. You know, and on this next election, election that we got going on now, you really don't know what's going to happen. Well, Donald Trump says one thing, Hillary does say something else, but I know she wants to embrace all of the wickedness that's still going on because she was in an office at the time that we made same-sex marriages and all that right, and that lesbians and gays could have their rights. Look what happened down in Florida. Look what happened. Somebody went down there and shot up a whole bunch of gays. All our government and everybody else got uptight about it. You see, they got rights. Now, how do you have a right to do that? God created a man and a woman. See, because he looked on earth and there was nobody or nothing that could be compatible with man. There were animals, male and female animals on earth, but nothing. God made that decision. So he created, he took a rib from Adam and created a woman for the man. And every one of us men born on this earth now have one rib short. And if you're going to be a man, you go get a wife. You get that wife. That's what it's all about. It's not men with men, women with women. It's a man with a woman. Now, America has embraced the holistic Sodom and Gomorrah. A man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman. Our years as a great country are going downhill very fast. We will not stand much longer as a great nation. We're a holistic nation now, a nation that's on the way, no, not to the eternal hell, but about to create a whole lot of hell and fall as a great nation. Enemies are happy with it. Enemies are happy. Get to know some of these people. And don't tell them you're a Christian and everything. Just talk to them. Don't condemn Christianity and nothing. Just be somebody that's kind of stupid and talk to them. And some of them will tell you exactly what they think about America. America is in a holistic state right now. I had one from India tell me, he said, y'all doing the same thing that we did before and we failed. And you all are on the way down now. And you know, he saw the drugs that we did them with. That ain't nothing new. We let it come into America now, and now we legalized some of it. And you know what the legalized drug is doing? It's making it good for people who say, this is legal, I can buy it, and buy a lot of it and take it home and put something else in it and sell it with some other drugs in it. That's all that's going on right now. It's a holistic state in this country. And we need to understand that the Bible are the basic instructions before leaving earth. Go in there and see where you see God did do any kind of foolishness. He named the sins that are wrong, laws that are wrong. We're to avoid and stay away from sin. We're to obey his gospel, become a member of the body of Christ, the only church you can read about in the Bible, and you follow the instructions that are written in the Bible. That's the whole nine yards of everything. America is falling as a great nation now. When I grew up as a kid, it was a wonderful country. Man, you enjoyed America because we were focused on God, number one. And number two, we were trying to do the right thing for everybody. Even though we had to march as black people and get our rights, we at least showed them through demonstrations and marching that we're not going to take this anymore. Gained our freedom in this nation. So that goes to show that God was working in America. We gained our freedom in America, and that put us to where we are today. And now the country is just as wide open and idiot as it wants to be. It is a lot of ignorant stuff going on. Where do you ever see in other nations? There's some stuff going on, I know, in other nations because I've been around the world, known in 52 foreign countries. But the foolishness we embrace and now talking about a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman. We are a bunch of idiots in America right now. And God is not going to bless us like he has blessed us to get to where we are now. You know what? God bless America. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Liberty, freedom, and justice for all under the Bible. Under the Bible, because America embraced the Bible, not the Quran or no other book, the Bible. And the Bible gives us the instructions on what to do. And we need to stay with those instructions. We go into hell as a nation. Now, everybody in the nation is not going to go to hell, because those that are Christians and keep living right in the midst of all this hellistic stuff going on, we will be saved. We will be saved. God saves his own. He's done it throughout the Bible. And generations of people were destroyed. His people were saved and set aside. That's why we've got to keep on living right, doing right, and preaching the doctrine of Christ, setting the example for the. It means something to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. You know, when you use that term to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, don't you know people watch you, and some people are afraid of you, and some people just talk about you, how good you're doing things, what are you doing, and they just, it's amazing to them, because it's rare that you see people walk in the same footsteps of Jesus. See, the footsteps of Jesus, young people, if you're on the internet tonight, the footsteps of Jesus, Jesus, if you're going to walk in his footsteps, did you ever see him with a crack pipe in his mouth? You ever saw him smoking marijuana? You ever saw him drinking alcohol? Huh? Talk to me. Think about it. When you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you avoid sin and wickedness all. You're not a homemonger. You're not a prostitute. You are married, joined together marriage wise, and are honorable one to another. Amen. And that's what God wants to do. And you could, that's the happiest life you could live ever on this planet Earth. The happiest life is in Christ Jesus, living the right life. And that's the happiest and most blessed life you could ever live on planet Earth. Other than that, you're going to live a hellistic life, a bitter life. I see a lot of people that grew up with me, they are pathetic. Those that are still alive, they are pathetic. And some just went all the way out with that crack and everything else and overdosed and died. Or just some, and a couple of them out there on the streets now, old men walking around looking for dope, sleeping in the back of old trains and stuff, sleeping in the corner of buildings and everything, on the corner with signs and a bucket out there, standing at the red lights and everything. And you see many of them yourself doing the same thing. What kind of life is that? Follow the instruction that Christ gives us, the instruction that God has given us, and you live the most glorious life you could ever live on this planet, Earth, blessed life. That's why Jesus, God, sent his son down here to walk right, to do right in the midst of all the hell that was going on earth. And then he finally died and was hung on the cross, a pitiful death. They beat him and everything else, then hung him up on a cross between two thieves. You see how they did it? You see how they did Christ? But look, he resurrected, just like we will do if we live right. Live right, God going to bless you on this earth. In the midst of all this foolishness going on, God going to anoint you with blessings because you're walking in life. And people are going to see it and recognize it. And it's going to put the fear of God in some people's hearts too. Because God, you got to know what it means to walk in the footsteps of Jesus in a crooked and perverse generation. If you do something, remember years ago I was preaching on the street corner. I said, listen, if some of you all will obey the gospel and everything, and you start living right, if you walked into the club that you're in now, and you're dressed appropriately, not drunk, not smoking dope, nothing like that, you walk in there dressed just to walk in and speak and leave, they will look at you like you crazy or something else. They do not respect that kind of life. You see, when you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you are respected by those who are of authority or anybody else. They're going to respect you because they know that you are walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And there's a fear come upon them because they wish they could get in those footsteps themselves. But they want the footsteps and the hell that's on earth. They think they can walk in the footsteps of Jesus and smoke that dope and drink that wine and run all kind of women and carry on like that. And women think they can sleep with every man they want to sleep with and walk in the clubs and stuff and dance and act crazy and carry. You cannot do that and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. You've got to live the life that God has commanded you to live and stay in the footsteps of Christ. Now, it's really getting more and more difficult in a nation like this. Our nation is getting what we call greater and greater, but it's also getting more and more full of hell, too. Some of anything and everything is all right here now. Anything and everything is all right in America right now. We have our constitutional rights. You know, you got a constitutional right to be a gay. A man can be a man. A woman can be a woman, because they say now they got the constitutional right to be a woman if he's a man. And some go to the hospital and get the operation. I know one guy. I don't know where he is now. Maybe he's dead or something. I don't see him. He used to walk the streets all the time. He was a boy. He went down to the University of Texas Medical Branch, and he got they would give free operations to those who want to have a sex change operation. He was a man, and he had a sex change operation as a woman, and we used to see him walking the streets with dresses and everything else on and all that kind of stuff, and just if he was sleeping with everything he could. We don't even see him anymore, or her. He called himself a woman now. Wherever he is, if he's still alive. I don't know if he's alive or not. You see, God created you who you were. And I remember in the Bible said, God said, I knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. So if you came out your mother's womb as a man, that's what you are. If you came as a male, that's been put on your birth certificate. Male. Then you need to see a male. Is it Brother William? Brother Johnson?
It's Brother William, Brother Parker.
I've been with you.
God didn't make a mistake. Wherever you were born as, that's what God intended for you to be.
Yes, sir. Go ahead on. Take it on from there, Doc.
Listen, I don't know what questions on the floor, but the answer that you're giving deals with all this confusion that's going on in humanity. Homosexuality, lesbianism, gayism, all that foolishness, that is confusion. It's abomination in the sight of God.
Amen.
Listen, I got some things on my mind, some questions that we've been addressing, some of the formidable questions that have always existed in 21st century religion. We're asking the question today, should women, do they have the authority? Do they have the right? Do they have the commandment from the Lord to preach, to do public preaching and public teaching in the assembly, to be pastors and ministers? And, we've also got the question, what day should we worship God? Are we supposed to worship on Saturday? There are some people who are asking the question because they're being taught that we should honor and obey the commandment of the Sabbath day that was given to the Israelite, the children of Jacob, under the law of Moses. And so, we got all these questions, and the thing is, are we supposed to give license and hearty approval to these things? Well, we got to let the Bible tell us. The Bible has the answer. And I've answered these questions with the Bible. But I imagine there may be somebody, Brother Parker, Brother Brown, and other brethren who are on this call. There may be some other folk who need to hear the Bible's answer to these questions because they keep coming up. They're old questions. They're old as I am, but they keep coming up. Listen, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 10 and continuing through the end of that chapter, the Bible teaches us, the Holy Spirit told Paul to tell the world, to tell the church, that women are not to be in authority over the men.
Amen.
They are not to speak or to usurp authority over the men, but they are to learn in silence. Again, Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, talked to the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning at verse 35 and continuing throughout that chapter to verse 41. Paul, by the Spirit, says, God is not the author of confusion in the churches, but of peace.
Amen.
Let the women learn in silence in all subjection. And if they will learn anything, let them be silent in the church. If they'll learn anything, let them learn to reverence their husband, to ask for a husband at home, to tell it to him. You see, God gave abilities to all of us, but God gave responsibilities to us as well. Women, older women, are required and are encouraged to teach the younger women. 1 Timothy chapter 5. They're encouraged to teach the younger women. And older men are required and encouraged to teach the younger men. Young women ought to learn how to be chaste. That is, how to be sanctified and to keep themselves from foolishness and foolish lust. They got to learn to be homemakers. They got to learn to be obedient to their husbands. They got to learn to teach their children. You see? So we have responsibilities in Christ that we are supposed to do, but then we got responsibilities, and then some don't want to do it. Some men don't want to be good fathers and husbands and examples of faithful soldiers and faithful men in the church. Some men don't want it. They're not doing it. They are disgracing Christ. They're dishonoring God. Some women, they don't want to be chaste. They don't want to be submissive to their own husband. They don't want to be submissive to the man. They want to be the preacher. They want to be the pastor. They want to be the evangelist of the church. But they want to call themselves pastors and deaconesses and all kinds of things that the Holy Scriptures do not even speak of.
Amen.
Nothing in the New Testament doctrine about a deaconess, a elderess. Nor is there anything in the Bible or any example in the New Testament church where you read in Scripture where a woman led and ministered and evangelized in a public worship in any congregation of the Lord's church.
Amen.
In denominationalism, these false teachers, these false preachers who are males, they are giving in and succoring these women who call themselves preachers and pastors. But the Bible still says in 1 Peter chapter 5 that the elder, which is the pastor, the shepherd, must be the husband of one wife.
Amen.
God created male and female, and that's the way God intended it. He didn't marry male and male. He didn't marry female and female. He married male and female, and it's his command. Every man have his own wife. Every woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. That's God's requirement, that every man have his wife, every woman her husband. The husband is a male factor. The wife is a female. There is no male married to male or female married to female. But we got females who are calling themselves pastors, and they are not qualified to be pastors or public evangelists at all.
Amen.
They need to be at home. They need to be submissive to their own husband. If they don't have a husband, they need to learn what it means to be subject to a husband at home by studying the Scriptures and exercising themselves in faith. They ought to be subject to the leadership of the church, which is male. That's God's will. See? They can't be married to a wife. There's no such thing. A female pastor doesn't have a wife. And most of them that I know of, brethren, they're not even married.
They're
not married at all. I met one guy years ago who told me his wife was a pastor, and she was the preacher of their church. And I said, you are subject to your wife in Christ? He said, yeah. I said, no,
amen.
You're not in Christ. You are subjecting yourself to your wife. You are dishonoring your head, who is God, Jesus Christ. You are supposed to be the head of your wife. It
amen.
Doesn't work well even in the marriage for a man to be subject to his wife in the spirit or so-called in the spirit and then be the head of his house at home. I have never
amen.
Seen it work. Most of them that I've talked to, they confess that it doesn't work. And if a woman starts preaching they got a husband, for you know it, she divorced and ain't got no husband. Because that authority is subject, is for the man. It's by the authority of God that men have that authority to lead in the evangelistic ministry of the church. Women are to be in subjection, as
yes.
also said the law of marriage.
Amen.
They are subject to their husband at home. They are to be subject to the man in the public worship and the public evangelistic
amen.
Ministry. So the Bible has all of the answers, but people want to ignore the Bible. They want to ignore
amen.
What God has said. The Bible says, well, women, the women say that, well, the women are as intelligent, as wise, as knowledgeable in the scripture as the man. That's great. That she should be. Because in Christ,
yes.
we are all sons of God.
Amen.
We are all children of God. We are all required to mature to the same spiritual maturity in Christ.
Amen.
Yes. But we do not all have the same responsibility and authority in the church. And men
yes.
and women, we must acknowledge that. I talked to a man one time, and he was a false teacher, a minister of a denominational church that called themselves the Church of Jesus Christ, the
right.
Lord Jesus Christ. And I walked into that assembly to inquire and to see what that was all about. And as soon as I walked into the assembly, a woman was up teaching the adult assembly from the Word of God. I immediately went into the, quote, pastor study to speak to the minister of that congregation because there was a man's name on the sign.
Yes.
He told me that was his wife. And he knows mm-hmm. that women are not to usurp the authority. He said she didn't usurp authority. I gave her authority. In the Bible, I asked him, show me in the Bible where you have the authority to give
amen.
Any woman the authority to teach in the public worship and assembly. God
amen.
Didn't give you that authority, and Christ
yes.
never gave any woman that authority, and therefore it is a sin. I had a good discussion with that quote, unquote, preacher. And I left that building.
Yes.
I left that assembly. But I left
amen.
Him with God's word. He agreed that that's what God said, but he thought he had an exception to the rule. Brethren, we cannot allow this kind of thing and please
amen.
God. Women in the Church of Christ, they know their responsibility. They know
yes.
what they're supposed to do, and they follow it. But in this false doctrine, in this devil worship and devil churches, women and men do any and everything they want to be.
Amen.
You got pastors, men who call themselves pastors and have no wife.
Amen.
They have no children who are even members of the church. I talked to a man supposed to be a pastor of a church. His children are 5, 6, and 7 years old. As a teacher in public school, I was teaching his children. He's not even
amen.
Qualified to be a pastor, but yet he calls himself a pastor. He's not even a man of age and wisdom to have the knowledge and the practical knowledge and wisdom to serve as a pastor. But see, in denominationalism, you don't have to be married to be a pastor. You don't even have to
amen.
Be married to be an elder. In the Mormon church, the Church
yes.
of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon, where they sanction men having multiple wives at the same time.
Yeah.
They have young men who go around. They ride bicycles, and now they don't ride bicycles like they used to. They drive cars to a subdivision with bicycles on the rack, and then they'll get out and they'll ride around and go visit people, or they'll drive to apartment complexes and come to visit people, and they call themselves elders. I question them, where do you get the title of elder? You're only 19 or 20 years old. Most of them just out of high school and in college. And they walk around calling themselves Elder John and Elder. I says, where do you get that from the scriptures? They say, well, in the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith. I said, no, where is it in the Bible, sir? In the Bible, the elder is the husband of one wife having children, obedient children, faithful children. They are obedient to the faith. They are Christians.
Amen.
They're not even accused of riot or worldliness or partying and whoremongering and any of those acts of sin in the world.
Amen.
These young men are not married, never been married, and certainly are not fathers of any children anywhere. We got religions where we got priests and fathers and pastors, and they are men who have no wife, no children.
Amen.
They're called priests. They're called father in religion. Jesus says in Matthew 7:21, call no man your father on the earth, for one is your father, who is your father in heaven. Somebody said, well, wait a minute, I can't call my daddy father. He's not talking about in the flesh. He's talking about in the spirit.
Amen.
He's talking about referring to anyone as your spiritual father but God. But you got people in who are referring to men as their spiritual fathers. Father Joe, father this, and father that. These things are not the doctrine of Christ, nor are they New Testament commandments or instructions. But Jesus warned us in Matthew 23:15. That's what he talks about. Don't call no man your father on the earth.
Your father. Amen.
And you got a religion that claims 1.2 billion converts, and they call the preacher father. They call the Pope the Holy Father.
Yes.
God warned about that type of apostasy. He warned the church about that kind of religious falling away. In 2 Thessalonians 2:9, he talks about one who sits in the temple as God. He is honored and revered as God. And he claims that he is God, the Son. He acts like he makes the rules. He is unquestioned. You cannot challenge his authority in any way.
Amen.
The Roman Catholicism, which mimics that very thing that Paul had predicted by the Holy Spirit in the Word, he also told the elders and officers, he said, it's going to happen, brethren. He said, from among yourselves shall men arise, drawing away disciples. He said, there are going to be some men, false teachers, going to come into the church to draw away disciples. They're coming in to destroy and to tear up the church. He says, and among yourselves, some of you are going to fall away. You're going to get caught up in the false doctrine and in the hypocrisy.
Amen.
And sure enough, it happened. The Holy Roman Church had its initial beginnings in 325 after the Council of Nicaea under Constantinople, the church began rule of the Roman Empire, which was in its decline. The Roman Empire was declining as of 250 A.D., And so he approved of Christianity as an acceptable religion. And the Holy Roman Church, which evolved from the Roman emperor worship, became the state religion. Today we call it the Roman Catholic Church. But it's that same pagan worship. That's why they had the system of priests. And then they got these guys that claiming to be fathers and monks and all kinds of stuff, and you got the nuns and all of that is part of that old pagan religious deity worship. And men were revered as having God qualities. The emperor was considered a god. Kings in that time and even today are considered to have a measure of divinity. They are gods. That's foolishness. It always has been. But that's the way men have done. Now you got the Pope is being bowed down to, being revered as if he were Jesus himself.
Yes.
He claims to be the Son of God. He is not the only begotten Son of God. There's only one man that was begotten in the flesh by God himself and has no earthly father, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If Pope had an earthly father, he had a mother, but he is not the only begotten Son of God. He's not the Savior of the world. He can't save himself and nobody else. But you got billions of people who are worshiping a man who, just like them, is mortal and human. And when he dies, the head of their church is dead. They go and they vote on another head. So they take the head that was on that died, and they put another head on that body, which is dead, and then they claim that we are now living on. It's the most foolish thing that you could ever imagine, but there is no Bible for it. There is no such thing as the papacy, the office of Pope. There is no such thing in the Bible, not even in the Roman Catholic Bible.
Amen.
It has four additional books added to the Old Testament canon and speak nothing of a Pope.
Amen. Amen.
You see, God's word has never changed. The word of God and the New Testament covenant will of God was delivered to the church in completion in 93 A.D., when the Apostle John finished writing the book of Revelation.
Amen.
John died, according to history, in June of 98. And after that, there is no more revelation through the Holy Spirit to man. Yet, you got men walking around today talking about God spoke to me and called me to preach, and God, the Holy Spirit, it inspired me, and the Holy Spirit said this, and they're lying on God.
Yeah.
God hasn't done that. God hasn't spoken to any man in secret. Everything that God revealed through the Holy Spirit, brethren, is in the Holy Bible.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
God didn't leave out nothing. He didn't miss. He didn't forget to tell John anything. Everything that he wanted man to know, he revealed in the Holy Scriptures of the New Testament. And when he told John to seal the book, he said, this is it. Let no man add to it or take away from it. If anyone add to what is revealed, if anyone denies what is revealed, I'm going to add to them the plagues that are written with this book. I'm going to take them out of the book of life. See, if condemnation to go around and claim that God then gave you some secret revelation that he hadn't given to nobody else. And he's saying, it was given to you, but it wasn't given to nobody else. God didn't even authorize you to write it in his book. You just carrying it around in your head talking about God said this, and God told me this. These are lies. We're lying on God. You false teachers, you deceitful workers, you're lying on God. God doesn't do that. The Bible says that this ain't this kind of stuff, Brother Parker, Junior, Brother Parker IV, and Brother Brown, this kind of foolishness, it didn't just start in the 20th century or the 21st century. Paul wrote about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse number 13. He says, such are false apostles, deceitful workers. They are going around pretending that they are apostles of Christ, and they are not. Paul said that they were dealing with false apostles in the first century. Paul was writing the book of Corinthians in 64 A.D. This is not new. So what is it to have false apostles in 1964? And we've had several men in the United States running around here calling themselves apostles. I grew up learning about this. Apostle Wilcox, Apostle this, and Apostle that. That's not new. But it's a sin, and it's wrong. And we need to know the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible has the answer to every question that you need to know regarding your religious faith and obedience to God. And if we would just obey the truth, and we would dismiss, and we would repent, and we would rid ourselves of all of these notions, we would be able to serve God in spirit and in truth. We got brethren walking around here talking about, I'm a member of the body of Christ, but I'm a preacher of the Baptist Church. The body of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 and 27, is the church of Christ. You have to be baptized into it, number one.
Amen.
Christ is the head of it. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. What body?
Amen.
The body of Christ. We, as Christians, as saved souls, are members, individual members of that spiritual body.
Amen.
The individual members of the body of Christ are the individuals who have been saved. Their souls have been saved by obedience to the gospel of grace. But you got the denominational false teacher talking about that all these churches belong to Christ. And these churches are the members of Christ. But they are lies. The churches haven't been baptized into Christ, neither has a false teacher been baptized into Christ.
Yes.
And the Bible says that if their name is not written in God's word, in Revelation 20 and verse 15, Jesus is going to cast them into hell.
Amen.
If he casts the Baptist church, the Catholic church, the Pentecostal church, the Jehovah's Witness church, the Mormon church, or any other church, if he casts them into hell, then everybody who is in those churches will be cast into hell with them.
Amen.
Gentlemen in Radio Land, we are here to preach the gospel. We're here to plead with you. We're here to help answer these spiritual questions. These are serious questions. Who shall I obey, man or God? Jesus mentioned it. He talked about it. And he said, I quote Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9. In vain do they worship me, teaching the commandments of men.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
What is the kingdom of heaven? It is the kingdom of Christ. It is the church of Christ. Colossians 1:13. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We've been transferred from the kingdom of damnation, which is the Satan's kingdom, into the kingdom of salvation, which is Christ's kingdom. That's what happens when you obey the gospel of Christ. And the kingdom that you are part of is the kingdom of Christ. If you're not baptized into the body of Christ, if you're not baptized, if you don't receive the new birth, the spiritual birth, you can't even see the kingdom.
Amen.
A baby that is not born cannot see its parents. It can't see its mother or its father if it is unborn. You have not been born into the spiritual family of God, and therefore you can't even see the kingdom. Jesus said that in John chapter 3 and verse 3. He says, except you be born of the water and the Holy Spirit, you can nowise enter the kingdom of God. You got to be baptized in water and receive the atonement, the cleansing from sin, by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to your obedience of faith in the gospel.
Amen.
That's how you get it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how you get the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized according to the commandment of the gospel of Christ, the faith of the gospel, then you are cleansed of your former sin, and you receive the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit, to dwell in your life with your spiritual man, with your soul.
Amen.
And unless you receive that, you are not saved. Because the Holy Spirit is the seal, the guarantee of our redemption and salvation in Christ. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and following. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That means we've been bought, we've been purchased. Paul told the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you were bought with a price. Therefore,
yeah.
And your that price is the uncorruptible and unblemished and perfect blood of Jesus Christ. He says, your God is God bought you. You got to honor and glorify God in your body and
Amen.
In your spirit, which is his. Your soul belongs to God. When you obey God, you're a child of God. Your spirit belongs to God. You must obey God and serve God in faith.
Amen.
Through the work of the New Testament commandment of obedience. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's not written in the Bible, it's not true. They're telling you it's written in the Bible. We're giving you book, chapter, and verse.
Amen.
There is no chapter and verse for women preaching. There is no book,
Amen.
Chapter, and verse for a woman ever qualifying to be a pastor. There is
Amen.
No book, chapter, and verse for any man claiming to be a pastor and have no wife and no children who are also obedient to the faith of the gospel. There
Amen.
Is no Bible for any church that is called by any other name than Jesus Christ. In
Amen.
Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
According to Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, there is power in that name. That by the power of God, by the authority of Jesus Christ, Mark 16, 15, and 16, we are to preach the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
The gospel of Christ is God's power to save every man
yes.
who and obeys it, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Bible says.
Amen.
We're not trying to hurt your feelings. We're not trying to talk about you. What we're trying to do is to persuade you and to convince you to obey God before it be everlasting and eternally too late for your soul.
Amen.
If you die not having obeyed the truth, you die in your sin. And where Jesus
yes.
is, you can't go. Yet Jesus
Amen.
Is in heaven. He's coming from heaven to redeem and to save his church out of this world. And he's going to destroy this world and all the worldliness with it. It's all going to be burned up and consumed by fire. And every
yes.
soul that is caught up in this worldliness and is caught up in it, and when Jesus comes back, if you haven't repented and you haven't dismissed it, you are going to be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. See, we're all going to die the mortal death. We got to get out of this fleshly tent.
Yes.
That we live. That's mortal death. That's physical death. But the second death
yes.
is eternal death. Hell is a place you don't want to go. You're not going to get out.
Amen.
There's no such thing. Don't listen to Catholic liturgy or any kind of other doctrine that tell you that you can be prayed out, you can be paid out of hell. There's no such thing.
Amen.
There is no purgatory that has an exit door for those who are caught up in that arena. Now, purgatory is the place in death of torment, of pain, of darkness. And when Jesus comes to give his final judgment, you're going to remain in that condition because you're going
Amen.
To hell.
Amen.
Only those who die in the Lord, who rest from their labors, who wait on the return of Jesus Christ, will go back to heaven with him. And they got to be faithful. If you're in the Church of Christ, You got to be faithful. Nobody
Amen.
Who is unfaithful to God will die and go to heaven. You must
Amen.
Be faithful. God bless you. I pray that somebody wants to be a part of the Church of Christ. I pray that somebody
yes.
on this call is listening, and they want to be
yes.
a part of the salvation that Jesus gave his life for and provided, and that God sent through the sacrifice of Christ, the grace of salvation. I pray that somebody
Amen.
Will do it. All you got to do is obey the word of truth that you heard. You heard it.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Are you willing to make the change? That's what repentance is about. We got to stop
yes.
doing what is against God and start doing what God says. You got to leave false religion. You got to leave worldliness and ungodliness
yes.
and sinful lust. You got to be willing to confess faith in Christ. And after that, submit yourself to the obedience of baptism, which is a new birth, which is a spiritual burial, which is a spiritual
Amen.
Circumcision of Christ, that you might be a child of God, accepted and approved of God, that you might have
Amen.
Eternal life, and that you might live for Christ. God bless you. Brother Parker, I turn the broadcast over to you to close us out and conclude our service this evening. God bless
yes,
everyone.
Yes, sir. God bless you, too. God bless us. They're the wonderful. And we, as members of the body of Christ, we're going to have to keep walking even more directly in the footsteps of Jesus.
Amen.
Things are getting worse. Things are getting worse in America. So that means that we're going to have to walk perfectly into Jesus' footsteps to be spared from among the foolishness that's going on in this country. And this country
Amen.
Will not last much longer. We're going to have to stay there. Is there Brother Johnson, Brother Parker Fourth on right now? But nevertheless, let us live and do those things that God has commanded us to do. Brother Williams, that was an excellent job of teaching. And it made me think that I'm able to come back and preach it out about the time is just about gone. But from what he's saying, that question need to be asked. What in hell is it that you want? You talk
All
to
right.
anybody that belongs to any kind of church on this earth other than the Church of Christ, their goal is heaven. We're going to, all I got to do is accept Jesus in my heart. All I got to do is, my pastor, my reverend taught me this, and all I got to do is just do right. Now, I do go out and do a little sin. Like, look, that's not going to save you. You're in the wrong church to begin with.
Amen.
You must obey the word of God in the Bible. Pick your Bible up. Open it up and find all these churches that you think that are so-called churches in the Bible. You won't find any of them. You will not find any. And the master of all of them is the Catholic Church. She has more members than any church on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest so-called church on planet Earth. And look, you can't find it in the Bible. So you may as well look at your Bible. Listen to what you heard tonight and every Tuesday and Thursday night, and go to the nearest Church of Christ close to you and obey the gospel before it's everlastingly too late
Amen.
For your soul. Because we all know that when we die, our soul going somewhere. And don't let those preachers lie and tell you, well, you're going to go to heaven, you're going to heaven, you're going to heaven. And he's not teaching the right doctrine. It's not the right church that's in the Bible. He's the so-called reverend. Reverend is only mentioned one time in the Holy Bible, Psalms 111 and verse 9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The antecedent of the word his is in verse 1. The Lord God. That's who it is. And we got to know that. Lord have mercy. I'm about to get stirred up here now, but we better
right,
give closure to it.
Word.
Is Brother Johnson, you on?
Brother John, he's not tonight.
He's not here? Okay. Well, we're going to have a closing prayer. We'll have a closing prayer now. Father God, we come. Yes, go on. Go on, pray for it. Go on, pray.
Gracious God, Holy Father, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for grace. Thank you for salvation.
Amen.
For Jesus Christ who died on
Amen.
The cross. He lived that perfect life and gave that perfect life as a sacrifice for our eternal life. And because
Amen.
Of him, he is our eternal life. Thank
Amen.
You, God, for your word
you.
So that we can know the truth. We can
yes.
know how to be saved. We can know how to
yes.
tell our fellow man and how to share the love that you have shared with us, the love that
Amen.
You have given. We know how to share the grace of God.
Amen.
Help us. Help those who are listening under the sound of our voice as we preach your
Amen.
Truth, that they might receive and obey the truth before the
Amen.
Everlasting and eternity too late. God, pray that you bless this radio ministry
yes.
to grow. Bless us, dear God, to be able to reach more and more people
Amen.
Each and every day. Help us, dear God, to remain faithful in our responsibility to do
Amen.
Your will as you have instructed us and commanded us to do. And
Amen.
May the grace of God of the salvation
yes.
that is
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ be upon all those who have obeyed the truth and are being faithful in your word. And dear God,
Amen.
We pray that the word of God reach others, many others,
yes.
that they might believe it and obey it before it be too late. In
Amen.
Jesus' name do we pray this prayer. Amen.
Yes.
And
Amen.
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 God bless you,
Amen.
Brother Parker, Brother Brown, and
yes,
others.
Sir.
We pray that we continue and that at the next appointed time, this Tuesday night, if God be with us, that we all
yes.
be right here teaching and
Amen.
Preaching the word of truth, warning
yes.
the sinner and the ungodly
yes.
from their ungodliness that they
Amen.
Might be saved. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.